Title 42 was supposed to expire just after midnight this morning. That's the Trump-era law that mandated that migrants wait in Mexico to seek legal asylum in the U.S. as a COVID prevention measure. The Supreme Court has kept it in place for now at the request of Republican state attorneys general. But while the rule is still in place, cities on the border are facing continued arrivals of migrants. And the city and county of El Paso declared a state of emergency over the weekend as thousands arrived. So what's going on now? Lauren Villagran is a border reporter for the El Paso Times. Her job calls for her to cross from Juarez to El Paso and back several times a day. So, Lauren, we're glad to catch you in El Paso. Welcome.
Hi, Robin.
And, you know, for days we saw lines of people waiting patiently, seeking asylum, maybe in anticipation of Title 42's end. But then we also saw law enforcement clearing out encampments, building barbed wire barriers earlier this week. What's going on? What's happening now?
Yeah, so since the city of El Paso declared the state of emergency on Saturday, that opened the door for Governor Greg Abbott to begin his Operation Lone Star here. And, we've seen Texas National Guard now stationed at the border at that place where many people were seeking asylum. They've lined up military vehicles and they've installed concertina wire down into the river.
Well, but we're still seeing people waiting patiently in line overnight. I mean, these aren't the images of people scrambling through, you know, water pipes. And these are people patiently waiting in line. So we know that some countries' migrants are not under the Title 42 restriction. They don't have to wait in Mexico. What are you hearing? Is that who these people are? I mean, who are they?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Title 42 from the get-go has always applied to different nationalities in different ways. There are some nationalities who cannot be quickly expelled to their country or back to Mexico. So you've seen migrants from places like Nicaragua and Venezuela crossing. And what's interesting about the deployment is that, you know, they've sort of barricaded off this one area, but people can still cross the Rio Grande. Once they're on the north side of the river, they're actually south of the border fence still, but they're in the United States, and that is a legal path to seeking asylum. So right now, people are simply walking a little further east to enter there. The numbers have gone down a little bit. You know, as you know, Title 42 is winding its way through the courts. It's all the way up at the Supreme Court now, and migrants are kind of making, you know, decisions, in some cases, life or death decisions about when is the right time for them to seek protection in the United States.
Right. And do they know you're on both sides speaking to them? So are there some arriving who don't know that Title 42 is still in place?
You know, there are always a lot of rumors, especially in the absence of, I guess, a really sort of structured immigration system. You know, there are smugglers who are saying you have to cross now before Title 42 ends. And there are others who are saying, you know, you need to wait. As soon as Title 42 ends, you'll be able to cross in. And people will try their luck based on the information that they have, whether or not it's correct.
Yeah. Again, we're talking about the migrants who are seeking legal asylum. For those who have been able to not just cross and wait in line, but get through, what is the situation with the shelters in El Paso?
Yeah, so Border Patrol is processing hundreds of people per day. And the people who are being released in El Paso have gone through a criminal background check. They've been evaluated by the Border Patrol to have a, you know, potentially a legal claim to stay in the country. And they're being released to both nonprofit shelters and the city and county. The city and county are trying to ramp up shelter space. You know, I was driving around downtown El Paso this morning, and there were still dozens of people sleeping out in freezing temperatures on the street. But I know that today the Red Cross is looking to open up a new shelter in the city's convention center. And I believe they have space for something on the order of 10,000 cots that they're bringing into El Paso.
10,000 cots. Well, we should mention the Biden administration has requested an extra $3.5 billion from Congress to help with what you alluded to, you know, having some kind of structured process for what is expected to be this, again, another migrant surge along the border. Lauren Villagran, border reporter for the El Paso Times, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Robin.